would speak. Lord, your word says whatever is bound in earth will be bound in heaven, whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would loose yourself upon us this morning, that you would have free reign for us to hear. And I tell the enemy of our soul, you have no authority to speak this morning. Your voice is silenced in the name of Jesus. Well, the only one we get to hear from this morning is Jesus. And I pray this in the name of Christ. Amen. Yesterday morning, we woke up to no internet, no television, and no phone line. And when you have teenage boys, the world is falling apart when this happens. And so I was all excited. There was no sporting events yesterday. There was nothing on the agenda. My wife and I had planned a Netflix and chill day. And it was early for us. And there's a knock on the door. There's nothing. I've got nothing. No television, no internet, nothing. And I'm like, relax. You know, probably it's fine. Just, you know, we just have to reboot. So we tried to reboot, nothing. I finally call Verizon. Hey, listen, here's my deal. I've got nothing. So she walks me through all the things and basically tells me I was doing something wrong, which I had to pray at that moment because I was doing everything that she told me to. Just wanted to say your instructions are terrible. But I didn't. I listened, and she walked me through, and nothing. And so she said, well, we're going to have to send a technician out. And I'm like, all right, that's good. We've got nothing planned for today. They'll be there tomorrow. And my kids were like, no, what are we going to do? There's nothing. And long story short, I think God in his mercy gave us a timeout. We fill ourselves with so much noise on a regular basis, and really oftentimes the God of the universe, the one who created you in his image, wants to speak. And so we ended up with mostly a family day, and we spent the evening playing games and doing stuff they did before there was electricity. I'm just kidding. And it was a good time of just real, almost quiet. We've been on we're in our second week now in our values series. We have four values here at Living Christ Church. Hey, what is that not working? We have four values here at Living Christ Church. They are: we will love NIAC, we will listen to God, we will change through the work of the Holy Spirit, and we will invest in people. And this morning, we're on we will listen to God, and we have these short sentences for you to remember, and then we kind of break it down in a paragraph form, and this is what we mean by we will listen to God. We believe that God still speaks, that he's speaking through his word, the Bible, and through his spirit, so we will be a community that listens. Our response to God will be yes and amen. Yes is a response, yes, and then amen means we're actually going to put it into practice. So when you say amen, just understand that it's not just an end of a sentence or an end of a prayer. It is an action step that we're going to act this out. And so we will act in light of what we've heard from him. That's what we're talking about. And we live this out several different ways here at Living Christ Church, community-wise. We treat all our meetings as prayer meetings. So every time we get together, we consider that a prayer meeting. We're asking the Lord to speak to us. We're not making decisions until we've heard from him. If we don't feel like we've heard from him, we're going to pause and wait. And then this really neat thing we did this year is we put together a listening team. And we haven't talked a whole lot about that because we've really been figuring this thing out. But we have a listening team, people that from this church who seem to listen well. They seem to hear from God well. And so I put them together, and they get together almost every single Wednesday morning, and they sit and they listen to God. And what they get, what they feel like they get from the Lord, they write down. We have a little journal for them. And then at the same time, I'm having our elders listen to God on behalf of our church. And they listen. And then we write down what we think we hear from the Lord. And then we put these two things together. And when we see overlap, we're going to act on those things. And so we're living this out as a church. But this morning, I wanted to kind of walk you through how I believe that God speaks. We said clearly he speaks through his word, right? So this is the Bible. He speaks through this. So everything that is in here is from him. And so we believe that he has spoken. And we believe in light of this, he's still speaking to us. And so I just want to highlight some things this morning. In order to hear, we need to act this verse out, Psalm 46:10a, be still and know that I am God. And literally in the original language is stop. Stop what you're doing. Take a time out. Put yourself in a position to hear from me, I'm God. And it's hard to do that if there's a whole bunch of noise crowding us all the time. And so we need to be still. And then when Jesus was having conversations with people, and in this passage of scripture here up on the screen for you, John chapter 10, he was interacting with some religious leaders, and he told them a parable of the shepherd, the good shepherd. And then he concluded with, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hands. He will speak to his sheep, and the purpose is for his sheep to know him. I think a lot of times we just want answers. How many of you just want answers? We just want, just give me an answer, God. And really the point of him speaking is so that you can know him better. And oftentimes when you know him better, the answers appear. It's pretty strategic in that from God. And I want to highlight for us the second step this morning. I said he speaks through his word and through his spirit. There's actually two words used in the New Testament. One, the written word, and one, the spoken word. And so from John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15 this morning, this is kind of going to be our landing base this morning. And I'm going to give you a little more tools this morning than really preaching, and I hope that's okay. We do that every now and then. But it's page 876 on the Pew Bible in front of you, or if you have an app or whatever you need to do to get to John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. And this is what it says. This is Jesus speaking. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now hear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why it said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. And so Jesus is saying the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you. So we believe this. We believe what the Word of God says, that he wants to speak. And I believe that there's several different ways in which he does that. And we're going to list them here this morning for you. There are always three voices. This is important before we go any further. Oftentimes, there's three voices going on in our minds, God's, ours, and the enemy's, and they all sound like our voice. You ever listen to your mind talk, right? And it seems like you, and you, maybe some of you are crazy like me, and you think like you're talking to yourself all the time. The voices that are going on in your head, there's good voices and bad voices in our voices, and it's important to understand what the difference is. God's voice will always line up with Scripture. God will never say something that doesn't line up with this book. He won't. And so this is our checklist to make sure what we're hearing in our minds is either from God or from the enemy, or just our negative self-talk. And so this is important before we go any further. I've literally had people come to me before and tell me, the Holy Spirit told me I'm supposed to break up with my husband. And I, okay, is there adultery? Is there abuse? Are there things that Scripture tells us, you know, are grounds for, you know, we need to go further with this? No. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know, but the Holy Spirit told me. That's not how the Holy Spirit is going to speak. He's just not going to speak like that. And so he's going to speak in accordance with this, with the Word of God, always. He'll never not speak that way. But we believe he speaks in a bunch of different ways to us. And if we understand how he speaks to us, then we can listen. And if we listen, then we can act. And so we really see kind of six ways in which he speaks to us. And the first is the whispers of the Holy Spirit. He guides our thoughts and our promptings. Right? So he just said, the Holy Spirit will make known to you what the Father has given to Jesus, and Jesus has given to the Holy Spirit. There's a direct line from God the Father to you, and he'll speak to us. And I've told you several stories about how I believe the Lord has spoken to me in that regards. There's something that's gone through my brain and my mind, and it just lines up with what God is saying. But one of my favorite stories of this comes from Matt Redman, who is a worship leader. He's written hundreds and hundreds of songs. He was doing a concert years ago, and he writes about this in one of his books. He was doing a concert years ago in Europe, and he's singing his worship songs. And in the middle of his set, he felt like the Holy Spirit said to him, I want you to play a Michael Jackson song. And he immediately was checking his self-talk. Would God tell me to write or sing a Michael Jackson song? This doesn't sound like God. And it just got stronger. I want you to sing We Are the World. What? Holy Spirit, this is strange. Maybe I ate something funky. And it just was stronger and stronger and stronger. And he turned around and he looks at his band and he goes, just go with this. And they're like, okay. And he starts playing, We Are the World. We are the children. And they're like, what is going on? And everybody in the whole stadium starts singing along. Everybody knows the song. They're all singing along with him. And he gets done. And everybody cheers. And they thought it was a great moment. And he's like, all right, Lord, I hope that was useful for something because it just didn't sit right with me. Afterwards, he's meeting people and they're coming up. And he saw this person standing off to the side. And he kind of made eye contact with them. And kind of had their head down. They were looking up. And they walked up and he said, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And Matt says, sure. And he goes, well, I was invited by a friend. I don't believe in most of the songs you were singing tonight, but my friend dragged me here. And I was sitting out there in the crowd going, God, if you are real, then tell this guy to play a Michael Jackson song. And Matt just gets this huge smile on my face. And he goes, and then you did it! Why did you play that song? And he said, I'm up here worshiping God. I'm in a place where I feel like I can hear from the Lord well. And I heard play a Michael Jackson song. And I have to tell you, I was wrestling with God. Why would you ask me to play a Michael Jackson song? That makes no sense. And he kept on saying, play that song, play that song, play that song. And I played that song. God will speak through those still whispers, those guidance voices. And it will be confirmed. There'll be confirmation. And he does it, why? So that we can know him better. There was somebody in that crowd who needed to know him better. And that's how God works. He works so that we can know him better. There's the second one here is the audible voice. And I've had the privilege one time, I believe, in my life where I felt like I heard the audible voice of God. And maybe you've had one of those experiences. Once again, it's always going to line up with Scripture. I was crying out to God in regards to something that was going on deep in my soul, and I felt like he spoke to me out loud and verbally confirmed that I'm not going to allow this to go any further. And I heard his voice clearly and loudly. But this is not the regular occurrence for most of us, and so I'm going to put that one there. If you do feel like you've heard the audible voice from God, please, We are a community. Talk to somebody just so we make sure that you don't need to be on medication. All right? Are we good? But he will. He will do it. But it's going to be in regards to what Scripture says. The third one here is pictures, dreams, and visions. In Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit comes for the first time upon all the people there that caused the great mission movement of God throughout the entire world, Peter is speaking here in Acts chapter 2, and he quotes Joel that at the end of time, people will get dreams and visions. And I've told you a number of times where the Lord has put these pictures and images into my mind. And it's when you get a picture or image, when you're in a place where you can hear from God, then you simply ask, why did I get that picture or image? Help me understand. If there's kind of no response, then kind of look around your environment where you're at. You look around, oftentimes God will lead you and direct you to somebody. Because why? He wants us to know him better. And so if you're in a place where you can hear from him clearly and he's speaking and you get some kind of picture or image, if you're an artsy kind of person, if you're any of that kind of, oftentimes God's going to use pictures and images like that for you. And I had this amazing experience several years ago. I was at a conference and I was sitting in a worship setting. We're singing and praising God. And I closed my eyes. And when I closed my eyes, I felt like a bright light was coming from the left side of me. And I'm like, did somebody just turn the lights on? So I opened my eyes and there's no light. And so I closed my eyes again. And I just felt like there was this bright light coming from the left-hand side of me. And I opened my eyes again and I look over and there's this guy standing there. And I'm like, Lord, do you want me to say something to him? And I felt like he said yes. And I got this picture of a city street and streetlights going on. This guy was walking, and as he walked, these streetlights were coming on and coming on and coming on. And I walked over to him. I didn't know this guy. I don't always advocate this, but ask questions, all right? Ask questions to understand what's going on. All I could get out of my mouth was, you're so bright. And he kind of looked at me like, you all right, bud? And I said, no, you're like when I close my eyes, you're glowing. And he goes, oh, okay. And I said, well, I feel like I got this picture for you. Are you familiar with that kind of thing? And he said, sure, absolutely. And he said, what was the picture? And I said, well, I saw you walking down a city street. And as you walked, streetlights were coming on. That it was kind of dark, but as you walked, streetlights were coming on. And I just, you know, I don't know who you are or where you serve God, because it was a pastor's conference. I knew he was a pastor. But I just get the sense that God wants to use you to turn some lights on for people, both spiritually and in your community. Does that make sense? And he started to cry, and he said, can you pray that over me? And I said, absolutely. So I'm praying this over here. This guy that I've never met before, and we're just having a Jesus moment. His name is Charles Galberth. He's a pastor in Brooklyn, New York. And the Lord led him to create a collective of pastors who impact their communities in all different kinds of ways, from helping the community out to social justice. He was responsible, him and a number of pastors were responsible for quelling bad relationships between the community and the police. And so the police will now go to Charles and several other pastors in the community if there's an issue, and they kind of work this out together as a community. And God gave me this picture of what God was going to do in Charles's life, and he's serving God and killing it for the kingdom of God. So pictures and images. He'll speak to our bodies and our emotions. Those of you who are empathetic or feelers, oftentimes, God will use your wiring, how he's created you. He'll use you to do those kind of things. So I've just recently, within the last 2 weeks, met two people who feel stuff very strongly. And I said, can you just do me a favor, like over the course of the next couple of weeks, can you just write out like when you feel that way and kind of like look around and ask if there's anything that God has given you that you're for somebody else and just kind of keep track? Because this is a new one for me. I generally don't I don't feel stuff on a regular basis. I don't, like, that's not my thing. However, a couple years ago, I was praying for somebody, and then all of a sudden, I felt like somebody kicked me in the gut, and I thought I was going to throw up, and I was apologizing. I was like, hey, I'm really sorry. I'm feeling really sick. And the person I was praying over said, yeah, I'm really sorry. I asked that the Holy Spirit would make you feel what I'm feeling so you would understand how to pray for me. I never want to feel that way ever again. I said, is that really how you feel? And she goes, I think you're feeling what I'm feeling, yeah. And I said, can we pray for that? And she, yeah, let's pray for that. If you're a feeler or are tapped into your emotions and your body and that kind of stuff, ask God why. Sometimes you'll get feelings and you might not know why you're feeling that way. Ask the Lord. Maybe it's not just happenstance that you're feeling that way, if you're a good feeler. Sometimes when people are praying for people for healing, they'll have a sense or a feeling of something that's going on, and they'll get a pain in their back, and the person has back issues. God will use how he's wired you to communicate with others so that we can know him better. This is all part of listening. To our mind's eye, a word in our mind's eye. And for some people, you'll be praying, you'll be worshiping, you'll be connecting with God, and all of a sudden, they'll literally get a word in their brain. See, God is trying to speak to somebody. You'll get a word or something in your brain, and this is not for everybody. Understand that God is going to speak to you the way he desires to speak to you. It may be primarily one of these. It may be all of these. But one time when I was at a conference and I was talking, once again, I was worshiping God. I closed my eyes and I got this picture in my mind, this word in my mind, and I had no idea I didn't even know what the word was. English is not my forte. I'm not a good, well-grammared person, and I had no idea what the word was. I was ready to go look it up, and I said, Lord, are you giving me this word for some kind of reason? And I looked around the room, and I started staring at this couple. I didn't know this couple. And I was like, Lord, is this word for them? And I felt like he said yes. I'm like, I'm not walking up to this random couple and sharing this word with them that I don't even know what the definition is. What if I offend them? And before I knew it, I was walking towards them. And I was literally trying to tell my feet to stop moving, but I just walked right up to them. And I said, hi, I'm Jeff. Does this word mean anything to you? And I shared it with them. To this day, I don't remember what the word is. And they started to cry, both of them. And they said, that's how we feel. And we've been praying, asking the Lord to tell us that he understands the circumstance that we're going through. Please send somebody who understands what we're going through to tell us that he's here and he's present. We feel like we haven't heard from God in forever. And that's how we feel. And I said, can I pray for you? And they're like, yeah. And so I prayed against that word that was popping up in their mind. And his name was Sean Coleman, and we're good buddies to this day because of that encounter. And he'll call up and encourage me, and I'll call up and encourage him. God will do what he wants to do. He will speak how he wants to speak so that we can know him better. And the last one here is the knower. And you just know. Deep down in your core, there's no explanation, there's no word, there's no image, you didn't hear any voice. You may not even be reading scripture, you just know that you know that you know. You may be having a conversation with somebody, and you're asking the Lord for help because they're looking to you for help, and all of a sudden some really good stuff comes out of your mouth to encourage them or empower them, and you don't know where it came from, you just know it. It's the Lord prompting and giving you the knowledge that you need in order to help somebody else know him better. I was sick this week. I had some kind of cold, and I was feeling really worn down, and I got a phone call out of the blue Thursday morning from a buddy of mine, Rob Parker, and he calls me up, and he said, "Hey, are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah." Why? And he goes, "Well, I just knew I had to call you today." And I said, "Well, actually, I'm dealing with a cold. I'm getting over, I got something going on." He said, "Can I pray for you?" And I said, "Absolutely." And so he's praying for me over the phone. He just knew that he needed to call me. He didn't get a word, a picture, or thought, or image, nothing. He just knew that he had to call me, and God used him to pray for me. 6 different ways that God speaks. He's going to do this all in conjunction with the Word of God. It's not going to be contrary to this. And he's going to use others to make all this happen. And so I think there's a number of different ways that we can respond to this morning. The first is we need to create space to be still and to listen. And whatever you need to do to create that space, I don't know how. I know that there's several different ways in which we connect with God. For some of you, sitting and listening to music that glorifies God, worship music, that helps you connect with God. For some of you, sitting in quiet space with nobody talking, nothing going on, that's great for you. For some of you, you really connect with God when you're out in nature and you're seeing everything that he's created. There's some, you just feel closer to him. Whatever you need to do to put yourself in space to be closer to God, to open up your mind to the things that God has to say to you, that's step one. And then pay attention to the different ways that God speaks to you. If you get images and pictures, pay attention to that. Write that stuff down. Interact with the people around you. If you get thoughts in your head and you don't know where those thoughts are coming from, but they seem encouraging towards somebody else, act on those things. So the second step, we need to act on it. The amen, put it into action. So maybe you need to contact somebody. I'm a huge fan of not jumping right in and thinking I have the prophetic voice of God for somebody. Just ask simple questions. If you feel like God is prompting you to encourage somebody, call them up, text them, "Hey, are you doing okay? Is everything okay? The Lord put you on my mind." If you don't get a response, if you get a response that says, "Yeah, I'm good," all right, well, just pray for them. The Lord put them on your mind, so pray for them. Pray that everything's going to bless them. If they go, "Yeah, oh man, you'll never believe it, like, this is what's going on," God just use you to encourage that person. We got to act on it. And then lastly, I would say, and I'm super hypocritical with this last one. I'm terrible about doing this. Journal. Write it out. Because then it becomes a reminder of your faith in God. So this one's really up here for me, so I act this one out. But then you can go back and look at all the different ways and times and ways in which God has spoken to you. And when those days that are gross and you're feeling like whatever, you can go back and look at that stuff, and it becomes an encouragement that God spoke to you once before, and he's going to speak to you once again. We're going to close in prayer, and the worship team's going to come up, and maybe you need prayer. You want some assistance. You want somebody to pray over you to help you to be a better listener. We'll have prayer people up here ready and willing to pray with you. But take a picture of this, write this down, put it into practice, because why? God wants you to know him better, and he wants you to help others know him better. Let me pray for us. Lord Jesus, I ask right now that you would continue to speak, that you would continue to speak to every single one of us. Lord, I ask that you would break through all the clutter, all the noise that keeps us from hearing from you. Lord, I know that your primary is for us to know you better, for for us to receive love from you. And so, Lord, I ask that you would speak in that capacity. Those who are feeling discouraged or in need of encouragement or love or joy or peace or patience or kindness or goodness or gentleness or faithfulness or self-control this morning, I ask that your Spirit would fall afresh and anew. I pray that you would open our ears and our minds to hear and receive the things that you want us to hear and receive so that we can love on people well. We thank you that you desire to speak to us. I pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Will you stand this morning as another response of praising and worshiping God?